Warning, Joel's New Year's resolution was to curse more, so we warned you. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, January the 15th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man falls victim to a malfunctioning flux capacitor.
A Florida woman steals a tricycle.
A Florida woman robs a mailman while riding a tricycle.
And a Florida man tries to burn the vampires out of his house.
Plus, the Florida Man Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much more.
So we've had this in here for quite some time, the whole listener email and V-mail. What's V-mail?
Voicemail.
Voicemail. Oh, I didn't know that for 20, 35 episodes. I didn't know what V-mail was.
Really? You couldn't figure that out?
Well, I actually just now noticed it. We never get any voicemails, so that's why I just still wonder why we put it in here.
Yeah, Tracy and my brother were the only ones.
She can kiss my ass.
Is Tracy a girl?
We don't know.
Yeah, Tracy's the clown. A clown American.
All right, so we're doing back-to-backs here. We got a little behind last week.
Yeah.
And now we're back on normal schedule.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, but the problem is when we do back-to-backs,
that means
we've got twice the alcohol in us.
Yeah.
So...
You feeling it?
No, man, I'm good. Everything's fine, dude.
I notice you're not, you're just drinking straight from the can. You're not drinking from your new.
No, I didn't.
Your new cup?
No, I'm not drinking from the new cup. I'm not. I'm saving that. No, actually, I'm not saving it. It was too lazy to pour it. I don't think you should pour a canned beer into a Yeti. Unless you're in the swimming pool.
Yeah, okay.
Now I do that when I'm in the pool, you know, and you pour two beers in the Yeti and you drink in the pool. But because... Yeah. That way you have one less trip to the pool. I mean to the cooler.
To the cooler. Yeah.
Understood. And you can't and the Yeti floats sometimes if you hold it if you don't make too many waves.
As long as you drink enough fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it keeps it colder.
True. It does keep. Yeah.
Cuz we have pretty warm water here.
It's hot pools. Yeah. There's no such thing as cold pools around here.
Or even at the beach, the Gulf of Mexico is, you know, by the time you're ready to go out and swimming it, it's like 80, 90 degrees out.
Thank you, Weatherman Joel, for that. So one of our resolutions this year was
So you gave up cheese puffs?
I gave up cheese puffs. And so far, so good.
And then
last week I decided to give up, actually 2 hours ago, I decided to give up Almond Joys.
Mm-hmm. And I have not seen you eat an Almond Joy since you announced that.
Thank you. So I'm so far so good.
Yeah.
That's
you're,
good,
you're
right?
Doing good on that one, yep.
Yep.
I resolved to curse more.
And your resolution was to curse more.
Yeah. How am I doing?
Well, so I've got two things I've given up, and you've only got one thing you're doing more of.
True.
Okay.
So this week.
So I'm going to be, we said we would have 104 things. Actually, we're going to have 103 now.
Oh, so you think I need to do two things?
No, I think you should be off. I think we should be off kilter because half of what we do is off kilter.
You'll be even, and I'll be odd?
Yeah.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Yep. So through the New Year's resolution, I decided that, you know, I didn't want to give up something big on the beginning, like lose weight, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give up this, give up that, you know. So little things each week.
That's hacky.
Yeah.
It's expected.
So this week.
You want to be original.
That is correct. Well, not necessarily original. I just want to be something I can say that I'm not doing, you know.
Okay.
So I've I made a decision today, and of the thing that this week, which starts next week, technically.
Okay, yeah.
Starting on the 15th, that I'm going to give up.
Okay.
And so I've given up so far two things, and now I'm going to give up the third thing. For my New Year's resolution for this year, I'm giving up dental floss.
You're giving up dental floss.
Dental floss. Yep. I'm not going to use the stringy dental floss anymore. I'm sticking strictly with the little pre-made things that come on the clippies.
The little flosser things.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you why.
They're better.
They are. And I'm going to tell you why. When you get the dental floss things and you have to do it and you wrap it around your fingers like the dentist shows you and you're supposed to, you know, go in between all your teeth and stuff, it cuts the blood circulation off to the tip of my fingers and my fingers turn purple.
Not only that. I'll agree with that, and I'll
and
go
hurts.
One more. It hurts. And... You got to stick both your fingers in your mouth.
And who knows where my fingers have been?
Exactly.
So
I know where my fingers have been.
No, I'm not doing that.
I ain't sticking that shit in my mouth.
Nope. So from here on out, I'm done with it.
Yep.
No flossing with the open dental. I'm strictly using the pre-made dental clips that also have the handy-dandy toothpicker on them in case you get a little chicken stuck in your teeth.
Exactly. They got the little, you get the ones that have the little ridges on them on the end?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. So you are resolving to give things up, and I am resolving to do more of things. This week, I resolve to drink more of your beer.
That's a lame. What? Drink more of my beer.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm doing that this this recording session because we're
fair
recording
enough.
Two in one night.
All right. Fair enough. You're going to drink more of my shit. All right. You know what?
Yeah. And my wife's going to get mad at me because I'm going to drive home and then she's going to
drink three beers.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago.
I know what you need. You know what? I know what yours next week needs to be.
Okay. Yeah. Give it to me and I'll think about it.
Jameson.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
We should resolve
tequila.
Every episode, we take a shot before we go.
I'll be divorced in about three episodes. No.
All right, then we'll go outside. Then we should go outside and smoke some weed.
No.
I don't smoke weed. But
I don't either. I've never.
I know a guy.
Never done it, never will.
All right. Well, fine. I know a guy.
No. I've decided that if I ever partake in a illicit substance, I've decided what it's going to be.
Shrooms?
You got it.
It's almost, it's up for almost legal in Denver now.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, because everything I hear about
magic mushrooms
is they help you with like anxiety and depression and all the kinds of.
And that sums you up in a T right there.
It really is. And you know what the bitch of anxiety and depression is? Is depression is you feel bad about what's happened to you and you can't, you know, you're worried about all the shit things that you've ever done in your life. Anxiety is you're worried about all the shit that's happening to you or going to happen to you in the future. So depression's got your past and anxiety has your present and your future. So when you got both of them, you're fucked.
Anything in your thinking, in your mind, magic mushrooms is going to help that.
Well, that's what they say.
Okay.
Maybe eventually.
So I tell you what, you get some magic mushrooms, and we'll do it one night on the show and see how it works.
I'll wait till it's.
Can you order that on Amazon?
I'm pretty sure you can't.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that if you're going to grow it yourself, you got to grow it on some cow patties, and I ain't down with that.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like you're committed.
I am definitely committed to not actually doing it.
That's it doesn't sound like to me like you have the passion.
Maybe microdosing. Have you heard about that? Where you don't do enough of it to get
no, that's,
to
that's,
feel
that's
the effects.
That's non-committal.
But no, what it does is it
that's
actually
just so you
it
can
fixes the
and,
problems, but it doesn't actually
no, it just,
get you.
No, it just means you don't say, yeah, I did it. I'm cool, I did it. Well, you didn't do it. You did it wrong.
Well, you did it so that it didn't affect your perception of everything, but it did affect your mental outlook.
Then what's the point? You're going to take a half a token?
So I don't have to take a Paxil every fucking day.
Yeah, let's give up the Paxil and we'll start doing. Yeah, we'll start the
some
magic.
Goddamn
mushrooms.
Big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give them my money.
That's a brilliant plan, Joel.
Although my insurance is who pays for them. I pay like $1.80 a month for my prescription.
And
all
right,
and I need that. I need that insurance. So, which means that I can't fail a drug test at work. So it's not going to happen ever.
You have drug tests at work?
Yeah, random.
Oh, I don't think we do.
You're not sure?
Well, they've never popped me. I mean, they never came and told me that I had to take one.
Mm.
It's only one company I think I've ever worked for that had to do a drug test.
McDonald's?
Shut up. No. Bitch.
They don't drug test at
Golden
McDonald's.
Golden Corral, asshole. Thank you very much.
You worked at Golden Corral?
Hell yeah. That was my very first real job in college.
At the restaurant?
Yeah. I was a dishwasher.
Okay.
And then I got promoted to fry cook.
That's quite the promotion.
It is. That was a promotion. Got paid more money and they cut my hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was promoted to fry cook.
Have dishpan hands or smell like grease all day long.
That's it.
Because when you shower, that shit does not.
But I will tell you, that's some damn good steak and steak and gravy, the beef tips.
Really? You see, It depends on which Golden Corral you go to, because we've been to one in Orlando that's pretty fucking good. But the one here in town,
it's that's kind of the late night. That's kind of the buffet of the, you know, of kind of, it's kind of like the opposite of Waffle House.
I don't think I've ever been
not Waffle House. IHOP. Where you know, yeah. Which one's got the buffet? Not IHOP.
Neither one of them.
Shit, what is it? Which one has the breakfast buffet?
I don't know.
There used to. I thought there was somebody that had a breakfast buffet. Oh well.
No.
Never mind.
I got a breakfast buffet in my cafeteria at work.
We don't have that. Well, we do. We sort of do.
I go and get half a pound of bacon and it costs $3.
Is that for the on the are you on the protein diet thing?
I'm supposed to be, but
how's that working out for you?
Well, I worked.
So you've had. I'm counting your cans over here. So yeah. Apparently that's not.
Yeah, I worked through the weekend and they feed us for free, so I got to kind of deal with what they got. Uh-huh. So I'm currently off of keto, but I'm going back on soon.
Oh, okay. So is keto the new Atkins?
It's basically Atkins, yeah.
So just for the record, I chose not Tito, no Tito's for the last two episodes. So there should be no ice clinking.
Nope. Oh, we haven't told the people about your new cup.
No, we haven't. That you gave me for Christmas?
Yeah, that was a Christmas gift.
I don't have.
So it's basically like a Yeti style cup, but. Yeah.
I was saying, there ain't nobody looking at me right now. I'll say, go get it. But
well, you can describe it.
It's a can. It's like a Yeti.
Yeah.
It's not a Yeti, but it's a brand of Yeti.
Yeah.
Not brand of Yeti. It's like a Yeti cup.
It's off-brand.
It's got the Florida Man logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, it says something about ice clinking.
It says, Phil's Clinking Ice and Tito's.
There we go. And I appreciate that very much.
I had that custom made for you.
And what did I get you?
You got me a mixer.
I did get you. Oh, thank you. I was about to be an asshole. I was trying to. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Can I have it back?
You need it back?
Not really, but that's a really good present. And you know, and I'm thinking about what I gave you versus what you gave me, and then my present was a little bit better than what you gave me.
You gave me a used mixer.
I got left over from a Craigslist purchase. Here you go, Joel. Here you go. Thank it.
Problem solved. Smells like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Works though. Yeah. I guess it does. Does it work?
Yeah, it works. You use it? Yeah, I have actually. When I recorded the Move parody song.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did that through the mixer.
I have 2, 3, 4. I think I have 4 now.
4 mixers.
Three. I have 3 mixers. So we got a new one that we're using with last couple episodes. So hopefully the qualities of our productions are a little bit a little bit better, so hopefully y'all are enjoying that.
Yeah, if it sounds like shit, that's the mixing, which or with the editing, which is me. So yeah, that sounds good coming through the cans right now.
But we got good shit now.
Yeah, I do have that mixer, and I have another one that I use, but that's because I have a Thursday night gig at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers where I do trivia through Geeks Who Drink.
Geeks Who Drink.
Yes, and that's if you want to come see me on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m., just come to Fancy Southern Cafe and sign up and play some trivia. You can win some free food and drinks, and it doesn't cost you anything to play. Just come on in and drink some beer, drink some wine, have some.
So do you come up really with questions yourself? Or
no, Geeks Who Drink is a nationwide company. They have a new quiz every week, or actually every night. They come up with, and they send that to me, and I administer it to the local patrons of Fancy Southern Cafe. And you can do, it's actually team trivia, so you can bring up to 6 people on your team.
Okay,
it's a lot of fun.
Any cheating going on?
One of the rules is you're not allowed to use your devices while the quiz is in process.
Define devices.
Cell phones, tablets, laptops, Kindles, smartwatches, hand signals, smoke signals, none of that.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty competitive, so the other teams will rat you out. If they see you on your phone, yeah, they'll tell on you.
All right, cool.
And I'll give you no points.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that almost a year now.
You think you'd be smarter after all of that?
Oh, it's no.
No?
No. Because it's Geeks Who Drink, so I'm like half in the bag while I'm by the end of the night. Okay. So. Yeah.
So we got Geeks Who Drink and Podcasters Who Drink. So yeah. I'm seeing a theme here.
Well, yeah, 2 nights a week. Yeah. I drink during the week, and on the weekends I'm dry. Oh, not this weekend. We're going camping this weekend. Are you doing that? Or
we're going. I don't know if we're camping.
Oh, okay.
I know we're not. We don't have the trailer. The camper's in the shop.
What happened to it?
It's just service.
Oh.
The warranty service stuff.
You know, it used to be you would slum it and bring a tent like the rest of us.
Yeah, we're not
poor
doing
people.
That. No, we're not doing that no more. No. We're glamping. We don't do that no more.
All right. So you got anything you want to plug or
no? We did well. The one thing that we've been doing the last at this time would have been three or four weeks. We do open mic. So I play music and sing a little bit. We do some shows around Fort Myers and Cape Coral and the Fort Myers Beach area. But every Monday night we do open mic that myself and Frankie Colt host and. She does most of the work. I show up, and she lines up everything, and I show up and mix everything and play a little bit, and it's turned into a really nice venue. We do it every Sunday at, it's usually from 7 to 10. It could be from 6 to 9. Just watch the Facebook post in the areas, but we do it at Clusatch Jack's every week on open mic night.
That's Sunday nights?
Sunday nights.
Oh, cool. All right.
You want to pretend you're a rock star or come showcase your talents? It's where you want
to
be.
All right. Well, I need to get my guitar from my mom's house. And
yeah, that's exactly what you need to do, Joel.
Or you need to teach me to play a couple of chords.
And then I will teach you two chords, and you go play it open mic.
Well,
that sounds like a fantastic plan.
It's three chords. You know,
three chords.
You need for rock and roll.
Well, most 90%, eight. I won't say 90. I say 75% of the songs are written on three chords. So.
Yeah, exactly. Or four. The four chord song. Have you heard that? Have you watched that YouTube video? It's a comedian group called the Axis of Awesome. They go through about, 30 or 40 different songs playing the same four chords.
Is it?
I'll put a link in the show notes. It's pretty freaking funny.
Story number one, Florida man crashes car into building during unsuccessful time travel attempt. Please tell me this is fake.
No, this is 100% true. I am pretty sure that every time travel attempt is unsuccessful, with the exception, I have been able to time travel before.
You have?
I have been able to time travel into the future
mm-hmm.
at a rate of 1 second per second.
1 second per second.
Yeah, I just did it. Did you see me?
I don't get it.
I'm in the future now.
How?
Well, from like 10 seconds ago, mm-hmm. I traveled 10 seconds into the future.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Because you're still goofy all right. ass. I'm still sitting in front of me looking the same as you were.
Exactly. I'm gonna travel 1 second into the future right now, and it's gonna take me 1 second to do it.
All right,
there. I'm in the future now.
You're a dick. You're a fucking dick. All right, back to the story.
All right.
So Florida,
back to the story or back to the future?
I will throw this fucking can at you in just a minute if you don't know. If it didn't have beer in it, I would throw it at you right now.
Okay.
All right, a man who told police he wanted to, quote, time travel, crashed his Dodge Challenger into a strip mall in Pensacola earlier this week.
Well, that was his first problem.
He didn't have the flux capacitor.
And he didn't have a DeLorean. Everybody knows.
You can't time travel in a Challenger. You
no,
don't have a DeLorean.
Exactly. 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And why does it have
Idiot.
To be? Why does it have to be a DeLorean, according to Doc Brown? Because the stainless steel on the outside helps with the time travel.
Okay. All right. I had forgotten that fact, but thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Yeah.
The vehicle sped through a traffic light at approximately 10:50 a.m. and traveled through the front entrance of the Advanced Tax Services.
So he's doing it in the middle of the day.
The car barreled through the center of the building, coming to a stop outside the double doors at the building's rear entrance. Good Lord, he went all the way through the fucking place.
Well, you know, if you got to get it at 88 miles an hour, that's going to take you up pretty much all the way through the building.
The driver, who has not been identified, was uninjured, but was taken to a local facility for evaluation.
Something tells
so was
me
this
that's
at the funny farm or the psych farm?
That's a psych facility you got evaluated
Charges at. Have not yet been filed, according to a press release from the Pensacola Police Department.
They do things a little bit slower up there in the panhandle.
Speaking with an officer, the driver, quote, stated that he was driving at high speeds on the interstate in an attempt to enter a time portal, according to a crash report.
All right, yeah.
The driver allegedly went on to say, quote, that he did not leave the time portal until the crash occurred.
So he didn't?
So he traveled, did or did not? Did he travel or not?
So he traveled through time until he crashed?
Oh,
that's what that sounds like
to me. Sergeant Martez Lawrence said no one was it was inside the building at the time of the incident.
Yeah, everybody was taking their 10:50 a.m. break. Yeah.
Debris from the office, including computers, vacuum cleaners, was strewn everywhere Sunday afternoon. Okay, so we have a tax office.
Yeah, and on Sunday, so nobody's really working there.
Right, but apparently they have a whole shitload of vacuum cleaners in the place. Because they were strewn everywhere, according to the report.
Multiple vacuum cleaners.
Ellison Bennett, the co-owner of Pensacola Caskets. Oh, fantastic. Wait a minute. Ellison Bennett, the co-owner of Pensacola Caskets, which is located next door to the tax services. So, just in case you can get your taxes done and go get your casket, you know, make your burial plans.
I'm pretty sure that's a write-off.
Yeah. Is waiting for clearance on reentering his business. Quote, they said the building is unstable on the backside.
Yeah,
if I only had a dollar for every time I heard that. They told us not to go back in at all until the whole building has been cleared for safety.
All right.
If this has happened on a weekday and someone had actually been in one of those cubicles, it could have been very tragic. Well, no shit. Yeah. But your business would have gone up.
Yeah, true. That's a man who is not thinking in
2019.
Yeah, he's definitely not drumming up business for his casket company.
My dad did that to me one time. I had surgery when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I was in high school. And this man come to visit me, and I was in the hospital getting ready to go into surgery, I guess the next day or whatever. And daddy knew him. And I was laying there, and this man came in to see me. And daddy's talking to him and shaking hands. I'm like, finally he leaves and goes, daddy. I said, who was that? He said, that was the Undertaker. Dude, what? I said, yeah, that's the Undertaker for the county. I said, what the hell is he doing? I said, what's he doing here? He said, he's just drumming up business. He was dead serious.
Ambulance chaser.
That ain't funny, daddy.
Oh, yeah. When I worked at the copy shop when I was in college, we had this guy that would come in at least two or three times a month. He was a traveling headstone salesman. He was the rep for the company that sold headstones to funeral homes and
well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, but he was the most arrogant person I have ever met. It's like, you don't have elastic demand in that industry. Somebody's either got to buy it,
yeah,
or they don't need you. So your sales skills,
kind of unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
But I don't know what the competitive market in tombstones are.
There can't be too many companies doing it.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't help you on that one, Joe.
Well, it's maybe he knows the guy that owns Pensacola Caskets who was interviewed for this story.
So I do. So in the event, and in case this, when this goes out, if something ever happens to me, I'm going to tell you what I want on my tombstone.
Okay. You want to be buried?
No. Well, I don't know. No, not really.
You want to be cremated and
I don't know.
Scattered?
I don't know.
We can get a memorial plaque for you.
Maybe a plaque. Plaque would be fine.
All right.
All I want to say is that I'm a huge Buffett fan, so I want them on my tombstone if I get buried or if whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. All of the way.
Really?
Some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all of the way.
Okay.
That's what I want.
All right. I'll tell you mine.
So what song is it from?
No idea.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not a Buffett fan?
Pirate Looks at 40?
No, he went to Paris.
Cheeseburger in Paradise?
No, he went to Paris.
He went to Paris? That's a song?
Yeah.
Oh, never heard it.
Some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all of the way.
All right. Well, I got a song lyric I want on mine.
Hit me.
All right. From Rush, because I'm a nerd.
Tom Sawyer?
No. Later on, still in the 80s, but towards the end of the 80s, from the Roll the Bones album, a song called Dreamline. We're only immortal for a limited time.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're only immortal for a limited time.
That's deep, isn't it? Especially on a tombstone.
All right, I can follow that. Oh, that's not bad. It's not as good as mine, but it's still good. All right, so now that we're done with the
I just want people to be walking through the graveyard and just
look at that.
Trip over it and look at that and then think,
I want booby traps on mine.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. I want booby traps on mine.
I'd like a house that has not booby traps, but like a hidden staircase or a.
Well, you could have had one. You almost bought one.
We almost bought one. Yeah, with the
dungeon
in the backyard. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that wasn't going to happen. No, that dungeon was going to take a lot of. I would have set up a podcast studio in the back in that dungeon, but.
Well, that would have mean I would have bring all the shit over there and have to drive to your house every time to do it.
All right, story number two: Florida toddler steals a tricycle. So a Florida man and his three-year-old daughter were hurt Wednesday after the girl rode his unattended motorcycle and crashed into a wall, authorities said.
What it says tricycle. Oh, so the motorcycle is one of those, trike?
Yeah, one of those Can-Am.
Was it Can-Am or like a Harley with two wheels on the back?
No, it's a Can-Am Spider. So
I see it, okay.
Detective Lee Cowart, a spokesman for the Miami-Dade Police Department, said the 35-year-old father parked his Can-Am Spider, a three-wheeled motorcycle, outside their home at about 5:30 p.m. So that's like the reverse tricycle. It's got the two wheels up front but the one in the back. People look ridiculous riding those things. Buy a real motorcycle.
Well, don't hate on the people that's buying Can-Ams.
You're a grown man riding a tricycle.
It's not. It's a backwards tricycle.
Yeah, still a tricycle. The man went inside the house to eat dinner, but a few minutes later, someone alerted him that someone had taken off on his motorcycle, Cowart said. He went out into the street and saw his daughter riding the motorcycle. He ran after the bike and attempted to gain control of the vehicle, but he failed and the bike crashed into the wall, Cowart said. Paramedics airlifted the girl to Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood. The father was taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. The father is in good condition while the daughter is being kept for observation, according to family members. So
she took off and he jumped on the back of it and they both crashed into the wall.
Well, it looks like she was just kind of riding it around in the driveway and he tried to grab onto her and she pulled him along with her.
Damn.
But
now, where was this at?
Well,
here's Miami.
Miami-Dade, yeah. Dade County. When my daughter was about five, six weeks old, she had to take a ride in the helicopter for medical purposes. So we were down here at the local hospital, and she had to go up to the All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. So we got the explanation of benefits from the insurance company. It was covered, 100% covered by the insurance. Just take a guess how much back in 2003, so this was 15 years ago, how much a helicopter ride costs?
No. 2,000?
$60,000.
$60,000.
Yes. A six with four zeros after it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was 15 years ago. I can't imagine they've gone down in price since then.
Damn.
Yeah.
I should have been a pilot.
Damn. I'm telling you, that's a expensive trip. Hopefully this guy had insurance that covered that.
All right, so our next story is submitted by a Patreon, right? This
yes.
Travis?
Yeah, my brother.
Your brother. Here we go. This should be good. Florida woman claims to be God, commits armed robbery, attempts escape on a tricycle.
Yeah, you see the theme going through here?
A Florida woman claiming to be God held up a postal truck, stole a single package, and fled on a tricycle. Collier County deputies say this was here.
This was local.
No shit. Where does Travis live?
Michigan.
And we didn't pick this up, but he did.
It was on my radar, but he sent it in, so I definitely had to include it.
I have no earthly fucking idea how to pronounce this name. Lita Christostomo?
Sure.
Lita Christostomo, 52, of Naples, was arrested by patrol units at 4 p.m. Saturday on Lighthouse Road, a report states. While being cuffed, Christostomo yelled that she was God and that, quote, voices were telling her to do things, the report states.
Now, if you're God, nobody tells you what to do.
Correct.
You're the one in charge.
You would think.
You tell them what to do. So something tells me she isn't really God.
I would agree with that statement, Joel. Thank you for that interjection. Earlier that day, deputies reported the woman pointed a gun at a jogger and stopped a U.S. Postal Service mail truck. Christostomo stole one package, only one, and escaped via a tricycle.
Was it a Can-Am Spider?
No, I think this is a regular tricycle.
Just one of those bikes that has two wheels on the back?
But apparently, she's pretty fast on it because she, quote, escaped.
Yeah, from the postal worker.
The pistol was later found to be plastic fake, the report said.
So she got a fake gun. Like the guy at the McDonald's last week. And
What package did she steal? She just stole one.
Yep. Maybe it was an Amazon package. You never know what's in those.
Cristomo was charged with felony armed robbery.
Now,
felony armed robbery with a plastic fake gun.
Is it armed? Is she armed if it's a fake gun?
Well, apparently.
That's
and
bullshit.
Aggravated assault, the Collier County Sheriff's Office said.
That's bullshit. I think.
But she's God. If you're God, yeah. Why do you need a gun?
I'm saying she's not really God.
And she doesn't. And I'm like you now. If you're God, what voices are talking to you? If you're God, the other gods?
All of them? I don't know.
Only one.
If you know everything, you're all omniscient, omnipotent, all knowing, all powerful.
Fucking crazy bitch.
You know, maybe you know what it is? It's all the people praying to her.
Okay.
She's hearing all their prayers. All at the same time.
Joel, stop talking. All right, now it's time for our new segment, Florida Men Regional Championships.
Yep, this is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is, and we're doing a bracket-style playoff. So we've divided 16 teams up into two regions, the rural and the urban region. Last week we did the urban region, and we figured out that the Villages is definitely not as good as the northern side of South Florida, which is the West Palm Beach / Boca Raton area. And this week, every week we do a competition until we're going to decide a winner overall in a bracket style playoffs. You can find those brackets, if you want to know more, in the links in the show notes. You can see how we've got all the different areas of Florida divided up. And this week's match is from the rural bracket. And we're going to pit number one seed, the Keys, including Key West, versus the number eight seed, Northern Florida.
The Keys versus Northern Florida.
Yeah. So Northern Florida we're defining as north of Gainesville, west of Jacksonville, east of Tallahassee.
Southern Georgia.
Southern Georgia, basically, yeah. There's not a lot up in that area.
Trees.
Trees and lakes and mosquitoes.
Okay.
And I-10.
And I-10. And the other one is, and what are we going against here?
The Keys.
I think the debate's over right there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason the Keys are a tourist destination. It's because it's a freaking awesome place.
It's not even tourist. Dude, I love the fucking Keys.
Yeah, it's laid back. It's...
We got different, there's different, you know, different sections. Now, you know, there's different, Key Largo is great fishing, great, a lot of fishing out of Key Largo, mm-hmm. diving. The Central Keys, you get the, Middle Keys, sorry, you get,
Isla Mirada.
Isla Mirada, you get some of the resorts and stuff there. Then you got Key West, which is its own entity in itself.
Yeah, yeah, Key West is the Vegas of Florida. What happens in Key West stays in Key West. You got a Key West story you don't want to share?
I have lots of Key West stories I don't want to share.
Same here. Yeah, those stories don't go out in public. So we really don't have a lot of debate. But
What's the one that they do? What's the thing they have in
Fantasy Fest?
Fantasy Fest, that's it.
Halloween.
That's where I'm going. I'm done at Fantasy Fest.
Yeah.
If you've never I've never gone. Now I would love to.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
I've seen lots of pictures.
There's lots of pictures online. Just Google Fantasy Fest and do a image search for photos on Google.
Between Fantasy Fest, Margaritaville, Sloppy Joe's.
I've been to Sloppy Joe's, yeah. I actually my best story about Key West was at Fat Tuesdays.
Okay. Good place. Good place.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even in Fat Tuesdays. It was as we were leaving Fat Tuesdays.
You were relieving? You were pissing in Fat Tuesdays?
No, we were leaving. We were going from Fat Tuesdays to another place.
All right.
And, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Because that was before the wife was around.
I am biased in this one, but I see no way in hell that the Keys are going to compete with Southern Georgia.
Well, that's why they're the number one seed.
All right, so right now we're going to say the Keys by far and away.
Yeah.
There will be no upset in the first round.
There's nothing in North Florida except, like you said, trees and mosquitoes and I-10.
Okay.
You go to North Florida to get through North Florida.
You go through North Florida to get to Georgia.
Or Panhandle.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a big competition here. I see a blowout.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you expect to happen when a number one seed goes against a number eight seed.
No, all right, so we're in agreement here?
We are. The winner this week is the Keys.
next week.
Our competition is...
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We're going back to the urban bracket. We've got our number 2 seed versus our number 7 seed. Number 2 is South Florida 2, which is Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Homestead, that area. The southern side of South Florida, but before you get to the Keys. Versus another tourist spring break area, Daytona.
I know it's going to be a hard one.
That's going to be hard. You got Fort Lauderdale, which is a big spring break destination, versus Daytona Beach. So we'll see how that pans out next week.
All right. That should be a good matchup.
Story number 4. Florida man screamed about vampires before burning his house down.
I saw this. This is the guy that... No, we didn't do this one yet. This isn't the one. Okay, I'm thinking about something else.
No, you're thinking about from a couple weeks ago, the Cannibal Corpse guitarist guy.
This is
another crazy person who burned down his house.
Fantastic.
A Florida man accused of setting fire to his home had been rambling and having mental issues earlier in the day, according to a police report. Daytona Beach Police...
Here we go.
Arrested Melvin Weaver, age 64, and charged him with arson and aggravated battery Monday after his home burned to the ground Sunday night. By Monday morning, a judge ordered Weaver to undergo an involuntary mental evaluation, according to court records.
So by the statement of involuntary, he didn't have a choice in the matter.
No, the judge said you're going to be talking to the doctors here. According to a charging affidavit, Weaver's wife tried to have him taken into custody for involuntary mental evaluation earlier in the day, but by the time officers arrived at 2 p.m., he was acting as if he was, quote, in a sound mind and could not be Baker acted, unquote, a charging affidavit states.
Okay.
So Baker Act is the we've covered that here in on the show before.
I don't recall it, but apparently something's ringing a bell.
That's the Florida law that says that they can take you in for a 3-day evaluation. Whether you want to go or not.
Okay.
It's kind of like the 5150 out in California that Van Halen named their album after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So officers and an ambulance left, but later that evening around 7 p.m., Weaver broke several windows in the house, hit his 59-year-old wife with one of her wooden canes, and shouted that, quote, the vampires are going to defend themselves, unquote, the report states, eventually setting the couple's home on fire and burning it to the ground.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, according to Weaver's wife, Jerry Sizemore, she began packing her things and called him crazy.
But, that's the least I would call him.
Yeah, Weaver responded by yanking the insulation out of the ceiling, throwing it on the stove, and turning the stove on, the report states. As the kitchen became engulfed in flames, Sizemore states Weaver grabbed a large kitchen knife and ran out the door and down the street. Now, he's worried about vampires.
Is this dude like 7'4"? I mean, how do you reach up and yank insulation out of the ceiling? Is this like a mobile home or something?
I don't know.
I can't reach. Even if you got you can't reach up and grab insulation.
I mean, you can pull down the door to the trap door to the attic and.
But that's not in the kitchen.
Well, who knows where their house is? Who designed their house? If they've got a.
How do you reach up and get insulation in the kitchen? You can't reach up unless he's like 7'2".
I don't know.
Is he tall?
He might be. I don't know. It doesn't say. He doesn't say his height. He doesn't say where he.
So many details.
Yeah, they really missed out.
Because
I
question the fact. How are you going to yank the insulation out of the ceiling?
Well, here's my question. Why are you fighting vampires with fire? You know it takes holy water to cut down a vampire.
Oh, yeah, no steak. Everybody knows that. Garlic. I mean, it's the simple stuff.
Yeah, they don't burn. Mm. You don't put fire on a vampire.
Were the vampires in the house?
He didn't say. He just said that they're going to defend themselves. When officers arrived on the scene, they found Weaver knocking on doors and screaming that his house is on fire and his wife was inside. Nope, I'm pretty sure she was leaving your ass. According to the report, Sizemore said Weaver takes medication for cancer, but she was unsure if he was taking anything else. Police took her to a domestic violence shelter while Weaver was booked into the Volusia County Branch Jail. It wasn't the first time Weaver's actions have frightened Sizemore. She filed a request for protection in 2014. Jail records show Weaver was booked into the jail twice that year and charged with domestic violence. and yet she was still living with him. Mm-hmm. Can't judge. You can't judge. Love's a powerful thing. This week, Sizemore refused to press charges against her husband of 8 years. Weaver was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and first-degree arson of a dwelling with people present.
Yeah, he's going to spend some time inside.
That's another charge for your list there. That
I know. First-degree arson of a dwelling with people present.
So not just arson, arson of a dwelling.
Which is a.k.a. with the people inside, that's...
Well, a dwelling is a home, so I guess it's a different charge if it's a business or some other kind of...
Right, with people present, that's a.k.a. semi-attempted murder.
Yes, although they didn't charge with attempted murder, but I guess that's a multiplier is what they would call that on the charges.
Yeah, I'm going to semi-quote Lost Boys here. One thing about living in Daytona, I never could stomach all the damn vampires. Love that movie. It was Santa Clara. I put Daytona in there.
I got it.
If you picked up on that.
Yes, man. I did. All the times we've been to Vamp. To
Vamp?
Yeah, all the times we've been to.
Vampona?
All the times we've been to Daytona, I've never once run into a vampire.
How do you know?
Well, because I've been outside in the
just
sun.
Saying. You don't know. They blend in well.
Yeah, but they sparkle in the daylight if you listen to the Twilight series.
No, I don't, Joel.
If you listen to any other vampire lore, they burn up in the sunlight.
See, my favorite vampires is the what's the one with Sipes in it?
Blade.
Blade.
That's a good one.
I like Chris Christopherson. I like Blade.
Yeah. He's
I like the Underworld too.
I haven't seen the Underworld.
Ooh, you haven't seen the series Underworld? All of them? Oh, they're good.
No, those.
Plus,
came...
she's hot.
Well,
fucking hot.
Yeah, that goes without saying. The last vampire. I do know the last vampire series that I've seen, Hotel Transylvania.
I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that.
I got a kid. She was watching it. I did see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend. We're just gonna pretend that didn't happen.
That doesn't count.
And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are our favorite listener, Katie.
Who's your favorite listener?
Why you gotta diss Katie?
Heather's my favorite listener.
We've got our former favorite listener, Jessica, our longest sponsor, Heather. Our newest sponsor, Koneth, our unsuperlative listener, Roxanne, and
what
Travis.
What does that mean?
It means I couldn't come up with anything that she's the most at.
Oh, okay. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.